Loving the local community.
Loving North Devon.
This is The Voice.
Have you been to the Woodyard in Barnstaple yet? It's a place for the whole community to come together, and they run some special events as well. I'm not going to say any more. I'll let others do it for me. To tell us more, Marie Gould, the CEO of North Devon Voluntary Services, and Hepsi Godden, trustee of the Woodyard, join us in the studio. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning,
Laura.
This is exciting stuff. I know we've talked about the Woodyard project on The Voice before, but just for those who don't know what it is, remind us what it's all about and how it all came about in the first place.
Okay, so it's been on a bit of a journey. When I first started at NDVS, Naomi Jeffries, who was then CEO of Families in Grief, had contacted Anne Cleaves, the famous author, Vera Shetland, who'd also written The Long Call, which was based in North Devon. And there was a fictional woodyard where the community came together, run by volunteers, you know, and the ethos was nobody feels lonely and there's a place to belong. So Naomi said, do you think we're mad if we sort of try and do it? So I said, well, let's have a go. So again, we were looking at for a fictional, not fictional, getting the fictional into reality. And Anne Cleaves gave us some seed funding. But it's gone on a bit of a journey because we were looking for a building, but we've done some sort of research. There's some other people doing fabulous things. So it's, we use the money to employ Kaylee Pullen Rogers, our fabulous project coordinator, to go and do a bit more groundwork. What's needed? What does the community need? What do they really want? Working very closely with Barnstaple Town Council and the Castle Centre. And then we were approached by Richard Anear from the CAFI, the Castle Chambers. So we've sort of taken it on tour, haven't we?
Yeah, so it was the whole concept from Anne Cleaves' long haul book was amazing, but we kind of needed to make sure that it was fit for purpose for the Barnstaple community. And that journey that we've been on has been about doing that. And now we have created something called Mindful Mondays at the Castle Chambers.
Okay, and so that's quite a, from a start point, it's moved quite a pace, hasn't it?
I guess
it's different from what you thought it might be.
Yeah, and I feel there was a little bit with the management committee who are amazing, you know, because I think we'd got it in our heads it was going to be this one physical building. But actually, we found out that we need to be sort of floating around and sort of, so we've done some work with the Chivna Wives, and it's about finding out where there is a gap. And Richard is really community minded. So what we said is let's try and do something. And working closely with the social prescribers in the area, the biggest referrals at one time was social isolation and loneliness for 40 to 60 year olds. So although there could be more, we've got fabulous support for the over 60s with age concerns, quite a lot for the young and the vulnerable. We wanted to offer something for this group of people that was, you know, socially isolated, hopefully then for them to get together, to be connected and to germinate their own ideas and social action and mobilisation. So we've got a pilot, Mindful Mondays at the Castle Chambers every other Monday. The next one's next Monday on bank holiday. And it's about bringing people together, connecting, craft work, quiet rooms, chatty rooms, and see where we go from there.
Okay, so this is every other Monday.
Yes.
What time is it? And remind us where again?
So it's 10 till 2 every other Monday, and there is one on bank holiday at Castle Chambers. There is a £5 entry fee because there is a lot going on. We're also running it in collaboration with Janine from Space to Be Wellbeing. So she offers two wellbeing sessions in the Castle Centre. She takes donations. If you pay for that, you'll get free entry into the cafe. So 10 till 2, you don't have to stay, but it's already been on hottest days in the summer, you know, but it's been a really great start already, and lots of sort of connections and people have come, and then now they're volunteering to do some work and things like that, which is what we wanted. So
I know it's only been going a short while, but what kinds of people, what sorts of people are coming along?
So, like Marie said, the target audience for this project is 40 to 60-year-olds. So there's a presumption that 40 to 60-year-olds are probably working, they've got busy lives, but actually it's a time of transition where people's possibly their families are kind of like becoming empty nesters. Mm-hmm. And also with like the digital world, there's again a presumption that everybody's really popular, but popular on screen and not actually seeing people one-to-one and having that human connection. So this is about bringing people together rather than just connecting on screen and digitally. easily, and so that you can actually kind of communicate one-to-one. And there's nothing, as much as digital and technology is amazing for taking us forward, actually human connection really helps and prevents people from feeling lonely, and loneliness then moves into kind of like other illnesses. So this is about kind of attracting those people that are on the cusp of wanting to kind of need some human connection.
I'm just thinking, when you say that about social isolation, do you think many of us don't actually realise that we fit into that bracket?
Yeah.
So I'm just thinking about me and my own life. Yes, I see people every day, you know, people like you come in, we have a chat, then I'm in the office and I've got people in the office chatting with me. But that's not the same, is it? That's not the same thing. And as you get older, your friendship groups, they don't disappear, but they've all got their own busy lives, haven't they?
It's kind of like Mindful Monday, but also Meaningful Monday as well, so that it has some purpose. It starts your week off with purpose, and kind of you allow to talk and chat about things that aren't just the kind of the habitual stuff that you do, like you said, so like work and just general life. It kind of like it breaks the mould a little bit and allows you to kind of do something different.
I personally feel we've got a major problem at all ages. I think there's a COVID, the way of the world, technology. I think, you know, rightly or wrongly, I was brought up in pubs, but you had a community. And I think, you know, you used to have, somebody was saying, an elderly lady, you'd have the postman, you'd have a chat to, you'd go to the post office and you'd have a chat, you go to the butchers, the bakers, the candles. We have lost that art of connection, and I don't think we realise just the problems this can cause for us.
And the Woodyard, we have focused it to get it going. So with regards to sort of the age group of 40 to 60, and obviously we would like to impact as many people as possible. The current format of it being at the Castle Chambers and in Mindful, as a Mindful Monday, is the start. The vision is for us to be able to take it out to the outlying areas of like North Devon, so that we can again support those people. So it'd be a Woodyard on tour. So looking at kind of like Ilfracombe, Torrington, but that's all the sort of like we need to build the momentum and get it going.
And we need to learn. And, you know, we will say the building it currently is not brilliant from an accessibility point, but we've sort of said that and we've tried to. But we're putting on other such initiatives. And once we learn, so it might be that, I know there was an elderly gentleman who's into politics. I said it might not be for him. Well, if we don't know that there's a gap, but that come and talk to us. So if Mindful Mondays isn't perhaps, or you turn up and that isn't your genre or whatever, talk to us, because it might be what we could do next.
And just come and have a nose at the Castle Chambers, because it is one of the most amazing like hidden gems of Barnstable, and the food's like spot on.
And we're trying to work with, like, because we're involved with North Devon Women in Business, so there's a lot of people with, you know, that, and we've said, like, I mean, I'm going there for lunch macaroni cheese beforehand and brownies and cakes, and it's really, we've tried to keep it reasonable. We've got a big pay it forward, so there's a massive board as well, and some people have been gifted their £5 entry fee, and that isn't for us to make money, that is for us to support and maybe put it into something else and to support those that can't pay in the future. Yeah. So, but it is a business with a cafe, so we had to make sure that people weren't, you know, and we're looking at all different types of funding, aren't we, as things. But yeah, it's about connection. And as I said, any professionals that might want to get involved that could go and then talk to people, come and have some lunch and just sort of connect as well.
What do you say to somebody listening to this who would love to come along, but because they don't go out and chat and, you know, they've sort of isolated themselves, I suppose, or whatever, they don't go out and see people, and it's quite daunting taking up something new and going in somewhere. Lots of people don't even like going into a coffee shop on their own, do they? So what would you say to that person who's thinking, I want to come but I'm scared?
And we really know that's another issue. You know, if we go to, like, I go to a Pilates, I want to go with a friend because you're scared.
Yeah.
And we know enablement. So Kaylee at the moment is there every Monday with, you know, Richard and Kaz, who are the most wonderful people. They know this. So they will be outside to meet and greet. And on the first day, the first five turned up when we sat having coffee, we're having a chat. They said we were so scared, really needed, didn't come. But we were welcomed and we made that step, and what a difference. And now they're the people that are going and supporting, and that's what we want. We want people to come that are, you know, socially isolated. They come, they meet, and then they find a bit of purpose, and then they do more. And it's that ripple effect, hopefully. So yes, it is scary, but it's a fabulous building. And like, that's why we've got quiet rooms. There's jigsaws, there's books, big donations from Anne Cleves, loads. There's a room where you can read. So you don't have to be chatty. You don't have to mix. and or you could have a bit of both.
Well, yeah, like the first step is literally going through the door. And like once you've done that, then you can kind of take whatever steps you want to take at your own pace. And like Marie said, there is a quiet room, there's visiting people to explain what else that they can provide for the community. So we've had a lady who does crafts, yeah. We've had Root Cause, I think we've got Men's Shed.
We've got a packed agenda.
Yeah, so there's lots of different people coming to sort of serve the community and show that there is more behind the screen and that you don't have to be isolated. You can just come and be with us on a Monday.
Yeah. I like the idea of being in company but not having to have to speak. That reading room idea sounds right up my street. Yeah. So you can be amongst people, but actually there's no pressure to start a conversation if you don't want to. The reading room thing, reading for wellbeing, I love the idea of this. Can you tell us a bit more about it?
Yes, certainly. So another initiative that Anne set up in Northumberland was Reading for Wellbeing. It's a really sad story about in memory of her husband. I've been an avid reader. And, you know, it's really, really helped with my mental health. And I was just looking up some statistics this morning. Reading for 6 minutes, you know, can reduce stress by 60%. On a survey, 74% of the population said reading has made a massive difference. And when we first got into it, there's some training to go. And then again, it's generating sort of connections. I thought, is this just a book club? Great, you know. And the other thing about books is they connect you with people, don't they? So have you read this or wasn't it amazing and all of that? So Reading for Wellbeing is sort of a what matters to you initiative. What ignites your flame? And it might be audiobooks. It might be comics. There's been some. It might be, you know, like me, just get lost in that somebody else's fantasy world. I get lost in it. My mind calms. And it's amazing. So it's about, again, connecting people, finding out what reading, and it might be that reading is, you know, not easy for some people. So let's try and do something about that. But it's connecting people due to the world of reading, knowing that it supports mental health.
Yeah. And reading activates the imagination. And so many people are living based on their external senses and seeing, they're living based on what they see, hear, touch and smell. Whereas actually, if you read and you activate your imagination, it allows you to go somewhere and see something else that's possible, that's invisible as well. So it kind of like steps you out of where you actually are kind of allows you to go somewhere else.
Yeah, I absolutely agree. I love reading. I read all the time. So when I go to bed at night, actually, then my mind takes me on a walk across Cumbria at the moment because I'm reading a book by David Nichols, You Are Here. When I read to my boys before they go to bed, we're shipwrecked on a desert island. Ooh. It just takes you away from life, doesn't it?
And, you know, when I was young, I was really like Enid Blyton in The Faraway Tree. And I used to think that's why my eyesight's not great, because I used to under the bed covers because, oh, my God, what's happening? Yeah. But we were always told that, oh, your imagination. But I know from my other work and Hepsi, you know, what's in here.
Yeah.
It's going internally. And that really helps as well if you're struggling, I think, as well. Mm.
Do you need donations for any of these items? You mentioned books. You mentioned puzzles. What do you need?
Mainly we need people to come and see what we do so that we can have proof of concept to then kind of like grow again. We need people to come and take advantage of what we're offering.
Yeah, but any, I think, crafting or jigsaws or anything like that, sort of, that would be great. And I think this pay it forward is so lovely, because I think there's a real connection with that. And, you know, people have paid for somebody to have a cup of coffee or a meal or their entry fee. And we don't want the entry fee to be a barrier. It is more because there are people in that age group as well, sometimes don't want to go to things that are free, and it is really good value. But we want to be as inclusive as possible. And any donations into the Woodyard on our website, because it allows us, we've only got limited funding for Kaylee. We've just managed to extend it for another 6 months. But we'd love to keep her for a lot longer, because she is working really closely with Ella, the One Barnstable Community Development, all the others across the places. But what we want to do is also have these wonderful people, and then they tell us, well, this isn't great, or this isn't great, or if only we could do that.
Yeah.
And we're in a position then to say, at Strategic Partnerships through our work at NDVS, there's a gap there, there's a problem there. how as a community can we come together and help try and fix that?
And I think if you visualise that we're trying to get people that are feeling lonely, kind of that aren't moving, we need them to physically move into our space so that we can then increase the opportunities and the support that we can then provide people. So, yeah, it's all about coming together and working together. Yeah.
And if you've got a purpose-built building that you'd like to give us, that we could do go back to the original one, and you know,
yeah.
which was about bringing third sector organisations together so there was a community hub. And I mean, we think, you know, it wasn't right when we've done it, so, but in, you know, that might still be there as a, you know, looking at those Oliver buildings as a long-term vision, which is what it was based on in the book.
Yeah, so. Yeah. And I suppose any business that's listening at the moment that thinks they'd quite like to get involved, and you mentioned taking it on tour into other locations, South Moulton, Ilfracombe, Braunton, whatever, if anybody's got a space that they think, yeah. oh, hang on, why don't I come here for a bit, they need to just get involved.
Absolutely. Any idea that they think, anybody that thinks that they could contribute to this project would be, we're open ears.
Okay.
Yeah, massive.
Where can we go for more information then about any of the things we've talked about?
There is a fantastic Facebook page for the Woodyard UK, and there is a website, again, the Woodyard UK.
This is The Voice.